tagcastpodcast.com.
Hey, Taggets, you got a combine or a tractor that needs serviced? Check out Complete Ag Resolutions. Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. They're a family-based business where the customer always comes first. Check them out at facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions.
Do it.
Hey, Gatch.
Yeah.
We're on iTunes. We're on TuneIn. We're on Stitcher. We're on the internet. We're on Facebook. We're on TagCastPodcast.com.
You just blew my mind.
Did you say blow?
Mind. I'm losing my mind.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Yeah.
My name's Terry Gile.
You know what you are? You gimpy lake monster!
You're a sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot.
Hello, everybody. I can't speak.
My leg is right out in the middle of the street.
Did you know that I've seen your penis 6 times today? And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
Would you go to the president's office? Shit on his desk while he's watching right there on his desk.
We don't need idiots.
Ernest?
Good for nothings. Meth heads. Or
Bob and Tom.
I'm getting made for this, boys.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now.
You ready?
Yeah.
I'm one toke under the line.
Under?
Yeah.
Take another toke.
All right, I will. Then I'll be even. Hello, everybody, and re-welcome to season 3, right?
Yeah, but it's episode 1 over the line.
I know. 301. Can you believe it? We made it to season 3?
I can. Kind of, but I kind of can't, but I can as well. And it's like, if you count those two little mini episodes, I think we're at like, this is 77 or something. Yeah. I think it was 75 without the bonus, or not the bonus, the mini season intro shows that we were doing. But
Before
we get too far, though, someone might not know. They might just have joined us. Who are you?
I'm Gatch.
Okay, and I'm Terry.
Yes.
This is TagCast Podcast. Yeah. Welcome to it. 301.
Who is this?
Brewer and Shipley.
Brewer and Shipley.
I think it's two dudes. See those guys
right
there?
Yeah, it does look like two dudes.
Yeah, but it sounds like more than two. I think there's a whole band playing. Check it out.
I don't know. I was up in Seattle one time, and I saw a guy play a lot of instruments at once.
One guy?
And he was playing an Eagles song.
Wow. I almost played that song one of these nights.
Yeah. Tough because they have like 5 guitarists, don't they?
Yeah, how can you do it? Did he have a bass drum strapped to his foot and a tambourine on his
elbow? He had a lot of stuff going on.
There's a guy that tours and plays John Henry's quite often called That One Guy.
Yeah.
And he does that. He's a one-man band. But
that's cool.
I wasn't going to play One by Metallica either, but welcome to One, everyone. We've been here a while, and we took last week off in case I know Hans was. He sent me a text that said no, because he's heard all the episodes, so the best of weren't really that.
Yeah,
good
but they're
him,
nonstop but. Laughter
exactly.
At that point, right?
And plus, it goes in between each thing, so you know when it's cutting out.
Yeah. I had a little tiny microphone, one of those little lapel microphones, and I recorded it some crickets.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, and then I slowed it down.
Synthesized it?
Yep.
Electrified it?
Some flange.
And resized it? And then he turned it into a GIF?
Yeah.
And then he GIFed it? And he turned it into a JPEG and then turned it back to a video?
I wasn't going to put anything there, but it just happened that I stumbled across something the first time I searched and kind of reworked it. It was actually went... And then I kind of put a reverse on there.
It was pretty cool. I dug it. I listened to them and got some chuckles. It was pretty good. So
And they were both right around the same amount of time, weren't they? Because we both did separate. I did episode 1 through 20.
I think yours was 43 and mine was like 41 or 42. Mm-hmm. So we were on the same wavelength, I guess.
Yeah, yours would have been 43 if you would have had a best of the episode of my best of.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, and speaking of all that, I actually realized after the day that we normally record rolled around, I was like, something was missing. I missed my podcasting.
Yeah.
Even though I did go on another podcast in or was that before we were done, or I can't remember.
It was the next day or something, wasn't it, or was it on a Sunday?
It was a Sunday, but I can't remember if it was after we recorded or...
Yeah, because you came over almost last Tuesday anyway, right? Was that last...
Yeah, but for something else, right?
Yeah.
Tuesday
yeah.
or Wednesday?
Yeah, no, it was Friday.
Speedy delivery.
No, it was Wednesday.
Yeah, it was the day after we normally record.
Yeah,
it was the day before Thanksgiving.
It was the last day of the week, but there was turkeys involved on two of those days.
Yes, which makes it not really a
yeah.
week.
Did you see Obama pardon two turkeys?
This year?
Yeah.
Well, did you hear that the one that he pardoned last year just died?
What?
Yeah. The turkey that he pardoned, he didn't even make it to 1 year.
That's
he didn't
crazy.
Even make it to the next Thanksgiving. Man. But I didn't know that he pardoned two this year.
Yeah, a cobbler and gobbler.
Yep. Is it a guy and a girl?
Yeah. Turkey? But do they just get thrown back into the lot? Is it just like a 1 year kind of like... You get the survivor immunity necklace for that 1 year, but next year you're up there.
Did he choose them from like a DC turkey factory or from Foster?
I think they probably have a turkey farm for the White House where they raise all their turkeys that they probably serve on Thanksgiving, because they probably serve 100 turkeys probably,
at the White
right?
House.
Yeah.
We're just going to say
all the staff.
One. Yeah. So one of those gets. Pardon them.
Yeah,
and they're probably so rich that they don't eat frozen turkeys.
Yeah,
they just
yeah.
eat farm fresh slaughter. They cut mm-hmm. the head off and gut it.
Well, somebody probably even just volunteers. I'll raise those turkeys for you. Just tell them my name once.
Yeah, because I raised turkeys for the White House.
Yeah. So, but I don't know what happens to those turkeys after they get pardoned. It's I don't know how long it's been a tradition. Do you? But a president
I don't
every
know,
year pardons a turkey.
Whatever happens to them, they must not keep them in the tip-top shape because the one from last year already died.
Yeah. Yeah. Take care of your turkeys, people.
Yeah. Don't be a turkey with your turkey.
Yeah. Neglecting turkeys.
Oh, hey, you guys. Fucking happy hump day. I almost
Thanks.
Forgot with all the shit going on. Get out there and do some humping, you guys.
Take Get over that
One
hill.
Toke over the line mm-hmm. and then hump down the other side. Or something like that. Yeah. So, yeah, as I'm looking at my notes here, I don't think we have podcasted since I was on the other podcast. So we should give them
we
a
haven't.
Plug. The podcast yeah. cast
the Seth
with Seth Milstein. Yeah, Milstein.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give my hand a shot. How do I say it? I'm going to get a, let's see.
A shout out?
I'm going to give my hand a shot. I'm going to give a shot at putting my hand to, I can't fucking talk. I'm going to try to fucking make the, a alternate fucking theme song for his podcast.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to put my hand, what was I going
to
say?
You were going to put your hand to
work?
The grindstone.
I was going to put my hand on my penis and sing with my mouth and say, the podcast cast with Self Misty. He's got a tight 15.
I heard he works clean, too.
Yeah, he can also work clean. So I'm going to do a punk version of it with some guitars and drums, but my jam room's kind of wet right now, and I didn't want to take my recorder over there.
Do they have?
It was fun times, though. I wish you could have went. You were there in spirit.
I was. I wrote some notes.
Dude,
I have not
got
a chance to listen to that
yet. We got some laughs on your, not at your expense, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
It was like you were there.
Yeah.
Except I was going to do my best Dustin impression of an Indian, but I just talked in my normal voice.
Right on. Do they have a website? Or do
they
you
have
just...
They have a Twitter and a Facebook at this
right
point.
Right on. Well, look them up on Facebook, and you can listen to the episodes...
On Stitcher and iTunes.
Okay, yeah, check them out.
That's the only places I think they are right now.
Well, that's cool.
They don't have a host site that they can just, you know, like a... Yet. I'd probably get one. Like a podcastcast.com.
Well, if they just want like a .com to... And then have that directed to wherever they're doing something now, I could hook them up with that.
Right on. If you guys are listening, hey, did you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they had a guy on there. Have you heard of the Nerdist?
Mm-hmm.
They had a guy on their show yesterday, Tuesday, the newest episode, which featured Mike McGowan. Carmichael McGee was their guest. But they
on
also
the Nerdist?
Had no on the podcast cast.
Oh.
But they had a guy from that does some graphic art for the
All
Nerdist.
Right.
He's a fill-in. He's done like 11 episodes, and they
That's
just
cool.
He's from L.A. and I guess he's Dylan's friend. I don't know if he was in town. It seemed kind of edited in, but it seemed like it was recorded. I don't know where they
Maybe
recorded.
Maybe he just sent him a bunch of samples of him talking, and then they just wrote a script around
that. They just pieced it together.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounded almost like that. And then all of a sudden he was gone. But I'm liking what they're
like
doing.
Bigfoot.
And if you guys are listening, Seth, I didn't mean any bad criticism by saying that you didn't talk about podcasts for the first 31 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it. And
it was
yes,
an observation.
You did pack in three guests, mm-hmm. one comedy sketch, and a whole lot of interesting banter. So don't take it the wrong way, buddy.
Interesting banter, IB.
At least I didn't tell you that your eyes were really wide apart, but not wide apart enough to make you look stupid. Which is what Dylan's wife told Dylan after she met Seth. She said, you know how sometimes people's eyes are too wide apart and it makes them look stupid? She goes, well, Seth's are too far apart, but not enough to make him look stupid.
Wow.
That's a weird thing to say.
It is.
And then he said, okay, this is to your wife, then, Dylan, and not in the literal sense, nothing sexual about it, but fuck your wife. More in the colloquial. I can't say the word, Seth.
Colloquial.
See, it's hard to say. The colloquial. There you go. Colloquial.
Colloquial.
I'm just coming down after I had a cold like 2 weeks ago, and then it got a little better.
That shit's going around.
And we took a week off, and then it got kind of worse. And now my chest is cleared up, but I had a sinus headache today that was just fucking bugging me.
Yeah. You got an NBA sound, your sports theme worked up?
No.
No.
NBA. No, I used to have that NFL one, but I took it out because it was like, dun, 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 dun.
That's close enough.
Dun, 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 dun. What's going on in the NBA?
Oh, it was related is why I bring it up, but I heard everybody on the Blazer bus is coughing.
Whoa.
Yep, they're getting sick. They're spreading it around. They're touching each other's penises because that's what basketball players do.
Whoa.
Wow, that was a nice sound for touching each other's penises.
I thought they were running up and down the court.
Yeah, I think that was a finger technique, right?
Yeah. That's called a teabag in the NBA. And then the one guy goes, oh, here, let me slap.
Oh, man, did you get that far?
Good game, good game. Smack.
Did you get that far in Division III, that movie?
I fell asleep, but I don't know how far.
Well, the teabag scene.
No. Oh, maybe. But I've been watching the league, though. I went back to that. But, yeah, I got to rewatch because I watch movies too late, and I always watch about half of them and then fall asleep.
Yeah. What have you been thinking about the league?
Pretty funny.
Yeah.
Pretty funny. Yeah. I realize now when you told me originally and I said, oh, I love Nick Kroll. And then I thought, it's a different Nick that I like. But it was him because I saw a stand-up of his.
Nice.
He has a stand-up special that's like an hour-long thing that's available on Netflix.
That John LaJoy.
Yeah.
Taco.
Uh-huh.
He does some songs. I think in one of the early episodes, if you've been watching it from the beginning, you might have noticed
that
birthday song that he does.
Uh-huh. Well, I think I'm to the third episode so far, but I got to the one where he called Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah.
One guy called Terry Bradshaw and asked him if LT was going to be in the game.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's like, I can't believe the nerve of some of you people calling me. I have an uncle. What was the guy's name? The one character. And he said, it's Uncle Pete. Uncle Pete, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like... Remember, it's me, Uncle Pete. He's like, I have an Uncle Pete. God damn. And he was all mad.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, but seriously, Gina goes, and then LT didn't start at the game.
Yeah.
And then he called, Terry Bradshaw actually called him. It was pretty funny. I mean, I'm not into sports, but it's funny enough to.
It's good because those stand ups work really well together, and it's really well written, and it's funny.
For sure.
And that chick's pretty hot on there, too.
The wife of the guy she's the one that's running his team, actually.
Yeah.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty
funny.
Like,
she's running your team, isn't
season
she?
Season two
no,
is probably
not.
My favorite, though.
Yeah.
I don't know if Rafi is in season one. Oh, you saw him on that one episode, right? When you saw Carmen Jello?
Yeah, that was the first one I watched because it was the only one I could get to play on my Kindle, but that was pretty funny. Hey, Carmen Jello. Like, that's not my name.
There's one in season two that I just love, though, where they get into a fight.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I'm going to get there. It's good enough that I'm going to keep watching it. So also what happened while we have been away is we did not have our live taping because, like we're talking bugs, Dustin got sick at the last minute. We did have our comedy show that night, but I'm kind of glad. I think it was fate intervening because there was only about 10 people there.
Really?
But we had a good show for the few people that were there. Normal fans came, but unfortunately not enough people to keep it going for a while, so we're going to be taking a break.
At least on Saturday nights, right?
I'm going to check out some other venues in Albany. I heard that Riley's had some comedy shows back a while ago, and Favorite Mistake as well. So we've got other options to look at. But
what about, like, you remember we personally on the air, I don't think, talked about maybe throwing some sort of a competition together or something. You think that would have a strong enough pull on like a Sunday? Because I know they'd be into like doing like a Sunday, I don't know.
Maybe.
You know, it's always hard to pull anybody on a Sunday, though.
Yeah, it is tough. It's tough, actually, on weekends and everything, too, lately. I don't know what it is. I don't know if you have to have bigger names to bring them out or whatever, but we did have a good time. Hadn't seen Chris for a while. Chris and Andy hung out with them. Jesse Priest brought a friend, Dan Kinnison, not to be confused with Sam Kinnison, but he's a guy that was in the competition last year that I'd met a few times, and he did a guest set. So I just ended up hosting instead of doing a set.
Yeah.
Took your place and
Did you use my spam joker?
No, I didn't. I used a few of my own, and I tried to use some of my raunchier material to ramp it up for Andres before he got there. But then he just ended up talking about going to Florida and confronting his molester, which was crazy. We talked about it a little when we weren't on the air. And you guys who have been following him, you'll find out soon enough.
Yeah.
He's going to release it on YouTube.
Check out
his site. They did a sting on the dude and called his gated community and actually drew him out and had them meet him somewhere. And I guess Stanhope posed as a private investigator when he called him. And I don't know if you've seen pictures of him.
Yeah, and he called the guy. And then the guy brought his wife.
Yeah, and a cop. Yeah. And so they filmed the whole thing, and they're editing it as we speak. I got to hang out with Chris and Andy after the show for a while and talk to those guys, and they have some crazy Hunter S. Thompson-esque stories of the road with Stanhope in Florida. And there were some pictures on Facebook of them, like, rowing this boat across the...
Nice.
And he's got that goofy... like a pink tie with an old school blue flannel sports jacket. You know, that goofy stuff that he's been wearing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've been filming something. I don't know. Him and Amy have been filming something down there in Bisbee.
Yeah.
But it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I heard a little bit of something about that.
Yeah,
so the guy that was molesting Andy brought a cop.
He brought a cop because he didn't know that that's what it was about. Stanhope
said... and then what did...
Then they just sat down and told the whole thing, and then once the wife realized that there was cameras on, because they had a two-camera thing going, and they
but
all had earpieces.
But what did the cop do when he found out what it was all about?
I think he eventually told him that he was still allowed to press charges if he wanted, because I think the guy had some of the material still in his computer, and Andy was making jokes like, they destroyed it all now, it was bullshit, he goes, because I wanted some of those reels for my promo reel.
Yeah.
He goes, I look pretty good as a 14-year-old in a pair of underwear on an old school video camera. He goes, I get a little banana peeking out every once in a while. He goes, and people who fucking like that shit, he goes, they know you need a little banana peeking out on the side every once in a while. And fuck, he's taking me to Disney World. We're going to movies. He's taking me to shows. And he's going to buy me a car when I graduate. He goes, he didn't give me the car, though. He said he didn't remember saying that. But the lady, his wife, was just like sobbing because she didn't know. Like Andy said before, apparently I turned queer straight because now he's got a wife and a couple kids. And then, this was the funny thing that you missed out on. He's pretty racially charged, and he'll just say whatever's on his mind. And he was saying something about blacks, and actually he was ripping on white people, but he was saying stuff about black people and Native Americans, and this girl that was with a group of people I didn't know, she said, hey, and he's like, oh, I'm sorry, are you a Native American? He goes, I'm not ripping on niggers or Indians, I'm ripping on white people right now. And he's like, what are you, a quarter? And she's like, yeah. And he goes, yeah, well, if white people would have had our way, we would have raped that quarter out of you a long time ago.
Nice.
And she laughed at that. And Castles was doing a bit, and there was kind of a lug-headed guy there that was with those people. And he's like, what are you guys doing here? You here to play pool? You here for the comedy show? And they're just like, you're not here for the comedy show or pool? He's like, no, man, we're waiting for the punching machine. And he's like, oh, yeah, the punching machine. He's like, fucking, yeah, and kind of started making fun of it. He's like, I want a punching machine. And he's like, what? The guy's like looking at him, mean mugging him. He's like, I got the fucking record. He's like, oh, well, cool. That's awesome. You what, 980? What's your record? And he's like, you're this fucking close. And I thought he was calling him. He goes, close to what? Chris, you know how Chris is. He's all, what am I close to? He's like, he goes, are you the champion or not? And he's like, yeah. And he goes, well, I'm not saying anything that's not true about you. I'm just saying you're the champion of the punching machine. And he's like, you're this fucking close to the truth. It was like once he realized that he was going, what? And he's like, yeah. He changed his. I'm pretty sure he was going to say, you're this close to getting to becoming the punching machine or something. I don't know.
Trying to make him back off. Probably.
He's like, the next time you get into a little confrontation with your girlfriend and you're drunk at the bar and you just fucking want to punch her, just take her over to the punching machine and just hold her by the collar and just look at her right in the eye and just punch that bag. Just like put like $4 in it. So he kept making jokes about that.
Yeah, he should have let the guy punch it for
I think he was being polite. They had it unplugged and stuff.
Yeah.
So they didn't want anybody. So they were kind of, we're waiting for the punching machine. Thank God we didn't have the Tagcast podcast afterwards because we would be.
Did they hook it over at afterwards or did they run over there and plug it in?
I think they ended up leaving after Andrus kept telling his molester stories and saying, I know this isn't funny, but this is what I've been doing for the last couple of weeks, you know? So, yeah, that's pretty funny, though.
Yeah.
And speaking of, I don't know if I even mentioned it, but Stanhope and his girlfriend that you know from back in the day have been doing some filming for some TV show and down in Bisbee. And I saw that they had like in the middle of the desert and the road, a chair, like an easy chair. Mm-hmm. He's got that goofy suit
wears. On the airstrip.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that made me think of, you know, Christine Levine and those guys are doing that 50 States in 50 Days tour, mm-hmm. the biggest comedy show ever. They had a couple people come up all the way from Bisbee to Phoenix or wherever the show was, like 4-hour drive,
mm-hmm.
just to come up and see their show.
Bisbee is a big art.
It's right on the border.
Culture,
isn't it?
Yeah. of it's a art community. It seems like to me, from what I see, it's very colorful. They have like art gallery and they have like cool get together nights all the time, like community art events.
But yeah, those guys doing their 50 States in 50 Days, they've run into different problems. The hurricane fucked up a couple of their shows. They ended up doing 2 states in 1 day to make up because they want to keep to their schedule.
Uh-huh.
And then this dude somewhere in Albuquerque, that's where it was, fucked them and didn't promote the show and then canceled it like 1 hour before the show.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd been telling them that they had posters up everywhere and there was going to be a bunch of people there and everything. And they got there and there was no posters and not one person. Not one person. And so they're pissed at this dude. And then they, Onus Spears, I don't know if you know that guy. He's a comedian. And he said he'd dealt with him before. And he said, I wish I would have known that you were dealing with him because I would have told you that he's a shady character. And I got to get his name because I can't remember it right now. But he's the douchebag promoter of the month for comedy shows. And they're doing their best to blackball him out of the scene because he's just a total douchebag. But someone came to their rescue that promotes shows around there and at the last minute put together a show that had more people than would have been at this douche's show.
Yeah, for sure.
So they did Alaska. They're in Vegas. They did their California show. I think they got like 3 or 4 more shows to do, and I think they pulled it off with a few hitches, but they're mm-hmm. pulling it off. So that's pretty cool.
How many territories are in the Canada? Whoa. Like 11?
I think there's more than that. You got to watch that. Have you ever watched that White Stripes movie?
Northwestern Territories?
Yeah, and they play in every province and territory in Canada.
Oh, that's what I was going to say, but you got to do it like in one in every day.
Yeah, well, I don't know how far apart some of them are. Some of them are pretty big. I don't know if you can travel that far. Unless
I have not traveled.
I mean, I know those guys had to fly to their Alaska show, and they got fucked on that because they didn't have money from a couple of shows that they'd got promised money. It's tough.
Well, that's a big expensive flight right there. It'd be hard to think that you'd make your money, you know. You'd probably be planning to make your money on other gigs and probably pay for that one a bit to make the 50 states thing.
You know, and they're driving to all the rest of them in like a van, you know, so they're just getting gas money and crashing on couches or getting a hotel once in a while. I think they got a hotel in Vegas, which was cool for them, but... And I don't know if you heard or not, but our brother podcast, Vowel Movement's finally released an episode.
What?
Yeah. It took them like 6 weeks.
Nice.
And they finally got one out.
Congratulations, guys.
Yeah. Thanks for doing that. Now we'll see you in 6 weeks. So check out anybody that took our advice to listen to them. And
do they say that they secrete an episode?
No.
When they release it, they
I
should.
I don't think so. That'd be good. I'll tell them. Well, maybe they're listening. Actually, they got away from the podcasting thing. They were telling a story about how they were realizing that their whole lives were consumed with podcast listening and recording, and that they had put music aside. And he said, I'd never listen to music at the house or in the car. It's like, I have these four or five podcasts that I have to listen to every week, and they're just consuming all my free time. Not that that's a bad thing. But I think they're just taking a step back. He was apologetic to me, saying that he hadn't been being able to keep up with all of our episodes. But it's all good.
So yeah,
we record a lot.
I've hit that wall too a couple of years ago when I was listening, you know, and there wasn't even that many. But you get swamped easily, you know, and the ones that you want to keep up with, and if you have OCD at all.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I mean,
for sure.
You don't want to skip episodes. You might miss something.
Right.
Something might be funny, and then you just get swamped when you got like you got 24 hours of podcast being released that you want to listen to
a
day.
That's one thing that blew me away going on the podcast cast with Seth Milstein was, dude, he's like, we can review. And then Dylan would say the podcast and the episode, and Seth would say, it was all right. It was a good listen. Or the next one would be, excellent episode. I loved it because I love this person. That's about 30 podcasts that they and I go, how do you listen to 30 podcasts a week every week?
They listen at work.
Yep, 8 hours a day. He's a screen printer and he just works by himself, so he just has his earbuds in and just listens to the podcast all day.
Can he screen print shirts?
Yeah, he's a screen print. That's what he does. He screen prints shirts mostly. Hey Seth, call Gatch. He's got a proposition for you. I don't know if
is he a self-owned?
I don't think so. I think he works for an employer. Mm-hmm. He works for a screen printing company.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I mean, I would like to get... It'd be cool to hear their rates and stuff.
Yeah, he never mentions it on the air, so I know that they don't give any support. Or not that they don't support his show, but I don't know if they've gone for support.
If they have
yet.
Some good... If they can beat the prices I can get it at, then I'll...
Because I mentioned that to him when he came on the show. I asked him if he was a screen printer, and he said, yeah, but for a while he got laid off, I believe, or maybe he was just using that as material because he was talking about an unemployment joke. You know, sometimes you gotta smudge your life a little bit to make stuff cool, I guess.
You do.
What about Thanksgiving? Did you eat, like... I ate more over the Thanksgiving weekend than I probably ate in the 2 weeks prior.
I ate a lot of pizza.
What? You guys didn't have turkey?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, I didn't.
I went over to my mom's house, and there's just three of us this year. My niece waiting for her husband to come back. He's back now from serving.
Oh, cool. Glad he made it back safe.
Hell yeah. And then, so it was just the three of us, and I sat down. And I think I chowed down 2 servings in probably 10 minutes.
Whoa.
Yeah, I was ready to eat. And then I just felt like crap the rest of the night.
Yeah, I overindulged.
And then, you know, it was, you know, I sat there and finally I was like, usually, you know, we'll put a movie on afterwards and I'll pass out right there because
you didn't watch football?
I watched football but we ate probably after most of the games. But yeah, I did. You know, but I don't know. I don't really get too excited watching sports, really.
Yeah. I was
as far as, like, you know, I don't mind them being on the background, but I rarely, like, sit and watch a whole game.
Yeah. I was reading or listening to a story of where the tradition of football on Thanksgiving came, and it was from, like, the 1920s or somewhere.
Wow.
Someone just had a game, and they had a huge turnout, and then all of a sudden it just became a thing. And I was also... wondering why, you know, everyone eats turkey. We didn't eat turkey. We had ham and a bunch of other stuff, but no turkey this year. The original pilgrims, or were they pilgrims?
Hi, pilgrim.
That killed all your people. They originally never had turkey either. They had, like, shrimp and shit.
Yeah.
They were right
they were coastal.
Coastal farms.
Yeah. Huh.
But I wonder where the turkey came along and why it was turkey.
I wonder it was probably because at some point, there was an abundance of turkeys, so they just lumped it together with Thanksgiving to kind of population control them.
Because there were so many, they're like, we'll just eat these things?
Yeah, well, they're like, hey, if we, like, market this as eat turkey on Thanksgiving,
we'll be sure to at least sell a
lot. Did you know an answer, or were you just kind of pondering
yourself? No, I was pondering because I kind of thought, I always thought that it was the original meal.
Yeah.
Was, you know... turkey, and that's why everyone kind of did turkey. But
I don't know why. Maybe it's right after turkey hunting season. Yeah, I don't know, but you know, I mean, I don't mind a good juicy turkey bird.
Yeah, I like turkey, and I like turkey sandwiches and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But the next day,
I like mashed potato biscuit sandwiches.
Still full.
Mm-hmm.
That's a turkey. Yeah. Our friends came down from Everett and mm-hmm. Portland. Rebecca and mm-hmm. Josh, you know, Beardface and
yep.
Rebecca and her new boyfriend. We met Jason. So she lives. Mm-hmm. She moved from Portland up to Everett.
And, Everett.
And they, hey, came,
Everett.
They came down and visited some friends in Portland, and then they were coming down to Dallas to meet up with his brother.
And watch the Cowboys.
Yes. And so they came down to our house on Friday and hung out, and they like to do this when they come to our area, go to Bomax.
Mm-hmm.
But we had ate a huge dinner the night
oh,
before,
no.
ate
so
leftovers,
like...
woke up and ate an awesome breakfast of leftovers mixed in with some eggs and some other stuffing and just cool leftover breakfast at like 1. And mm-hmm. then they want to meet at Bomax at like 5:30. I'm like, God, I'm still just overly stuffed, but we couldn't deny them of their
yeah.
dream. So we met up with them there, stuffed our faces some more, and then came home and then ended up eating like pumpkin pie leftovers and other stuff. And they stayed the night. And then, God, I just ate and ate and ate. And now I'm feeling a little better. I'm out of my food coma.
Have you ever, and I just thought of this, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You got your pumpkin pie, which is pretty soft, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What if you like... shoved leftovers in there, like pieces of turkey and cranberry, and then that was
you'd have to make sure that they were good mix of flavor, you know, like mm-hmm. I don't really prefer cranberry sauce.
I don't either.
Or cranberry juice.
I don't mind it, but you got to be in the mood for that, like that kind of a earthy flavor. I don't even know what I want to say. Tangy, but that's not it.
The taste of pumpkin pie?
No, I was talking about
cranberries. Yeah. I don't think it tastes good stuffed in a pumpkin pie.
No, probably not.
A piece of turkey, maybe, though.
Yeah.
Or mm-hmm. a nice piece of stuffing.
What about mincemeat pie? Was that ever a part of your holidays?
I don't even know what that is. I've heard the name and I've heard it mentioned, and I just thought that it was
real
gross. Is it really meat?
I've looked it up.
Did you?
Yeah.
Have you?
It's like hamburger. And apple.
You'd think
and
they would
raisins,
have had that on a fucking American pie.
Stuff like
video.
That.
You could, like, fucking a sock full of liver.
A liver pie?
Instead of a fleshlight, you get a sock full of liver.
Yeah. I've never had any mincemeat pie, but I remember my grandma used to make it.
Don't mince meat. Oh, wait, don't mince. Don't mince words.
Don't let your meat mince.
Don't let your mince meat.
Don't stick your meat in the mincer.
So, also, we didn't talk about one of those podcasts that I was supposed to listen to. Remember the one about Randy Newman on the Scott Luck stories?
Oh, I ever listened to that one.
Yeah, you did. And I liked your notes saying that the nice calming melody, like ocean breeze or something.
Yeah.
Randy Newman's birthday today, Wednesday.
Hey, happy birthday, Randy Newman.
Short people got no reason to live.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Randy Newman, but I think he ruined himself. Well, he didn't, but just all the movies that he did the songs for. It's like
he ruined those movies?
He ruined himself.
Doing those movies?
Yeah. Because like before he was just some dude that you heard on the radio once in a while, but next thing you know,
yeah.
I'm singing a song about a funny little movie. That he even did the thing for like Envy or something. He did so many movies.
Yeah.
Pretty good, though. His birthday today, he'd be, 69.
Wow.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Randy Newman. Go out and get some humping.
Matt Cameron from Soundgarden, 50.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice. What do you think about that new stuff?
Funny you should ask, because I heard it in the car today, and at first, sorry, Soundgarden fans, I don't mean to alienate myself, but I was pretty sure it was Chickenfoot for a minute.
Oh, really?
I thought it was Sammy Hagar. It's
I heard him.
I've been away for too long.
Yeah.
I don't mind it.
Too long. I don't know. It's good to hear him getting back into some Soundgarden singing the singing that he has been doing.
I saw him on a 2012.
You know, he sounds so much more free with his vocals rather than the tight.
And he's got a gruff
slave.
He's got a rawr to it a little bit more mm-hmm. than he did. It's not always so clear. Kind of he picked that up, I think, in Audio Slave, it seemed to me. But
mm-hmm.
I watched a 2012 Download Festival. It's a festival overseas mm-hmm. that they play on that. Palladia channel, 369. Yeah. They had a recent Soundgarden concert with your doppelganger, Kim Thayil, and a whole original band. They're kicking ass. They play well.
I've
They're doing their old songs.
I've always liked Soundgarden, except for the Super Unknown album.
Yeah.
The Bad Motor Finger, I always loved the tone and sound of that album.
What about Down on the Upside?
I didn't mind that one.
Better than Super Unknown, huh?
Yeah. But the complaint I had about that one, that was the one with Pretty News, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was too long because it was like 72 minutes.
It was 16 songs and they were like 5-6 minutes.
Yeah,
songs.
And it was a great album, but I never would make it like past song 8 or 9.
Yeah. And so you could revisit that album and be like all unreleased shit.
Yeah, I
just
would.
Just listen to it backwards.
Yeah, but I thought that was a good one.
Yeah,
you know,
me
I was
too.
Sad when they broke up, you know? I mean, I was like, man, yeah. That is after
and
Super
the,
Unknown killed grunge.
Yeah, and the lyrics to that song, very fitting when you're hearing him scream in his old school voice, I've been away for too long and it feels good to be back doing what they're doing.
You can feel his emotion, isn't it? Sure.
And I don't know, I don't hate the song, but when it just first started, and I can't remember the lyrics right now, but it just sounded a lot like Sammy Hagar. Mm-hmm. And then I said to my wife, it's pretty sad when you're thinking, is this Sammy Hagar or Chris Cornell? I was like, is this Chickenfoot? And she's like, I think this is the new Soundgarden. I was like, oh. Shit.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, that's because you're not adjusted to like thinking about new Soundgarden coming out though, too.
Right. And plus
time.
They had just played like Guns N' Roses and some other stuff, so I was in the Chickenfoot. Uh-huh. I was thinking of Chickenfoot.
Yeah.
Also, before we get anywhere further, John Stewart, our final celebrity birthday today.
Nice.
Also 50.
Nice.
50.
Is that Cabo Wabo song new by Sammy Hagar?
No. That's old from when he came out with his fucking Tequila.
That's a pretty hurting song.
It is, dude.
It's like, dude, you're singing about tequila and Cabo Wabo like Rockin' Times. I mean, why don't you make a fucking rock song, for Christ's sakes, right?
Yeah. Next thing you know, he's going to be doing a duet with fucking Jimmy Buffett.
Exactly.
And I'm not even coughing from smoking anything right now. I'm coughing from laughing about Slammy Slagar.
But I heard also musically related, I heard a Doors double shot because they brought back Two for Tuesdays locally.
Oh, on what channel? On
Clue.
Oh, right on. Clue FM.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Westy and Debbie.
Yeah.
But they played the Doors today.
Did it bug you?
Oh, man. Well, I don't know. And maybe if they would have played any two songs, maybe I would have been as annoyed.
They play LA
time.
Woman?
No, they didn't. They played. All right. All right. I want to say it's a love song, but it's not. I think it's Touch Me.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, touch me, babe.
It's like. And then they played.
Horns and strings and shit.
Yeah, and then they
That's
played.
Not the Doors.
And then they played Light My Fire, which is the bane of all Doors songs,
dude,
in my opinion.
That's the Hotel California.
Yeah.
That's the more than a feeling of the Doors. But
is that Boston more than a feeling?
Yeah.
What other songs do they have that were?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You think of the Doors, you think of Light My Fire. You think of Boston, you think of more than a feeling.
I always in the solo when the solo starts, just get lost.
Oh,
and
the Doors.
Yeah. But on the Light My Fire, it's.
Yeah.
And it's not like I get lost in it, and it's so magical. It's like I totally tune it out. Until he comes back with the vocals. I don't know. They
used to
a lot of repetitive lyrics, though. You know, not that that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
But some of the circus-y music, I don't know. God.
What do we do? We used to do Light My Fire in the Bone Jars, but we'd cut that big solo out to where it was like the radio edit. It was about 3 minutes long.
Yeah.
I do a little miniature solo.
I don't, you know.
But, what was the other one? Oh, I heard one on the radio the other day that I actually found myself enjoying because it doesn't have a lot of that circusy blues or circusy music. It was Roadhouse Blues.
Oh yeah,
pretty cool tune. Yeah. I hadn't heard it for a long time, and I've heard it a million times, but it just kind of was like, you know, this is one of the good rockin' door songs. That just like
is that the whiskey
woke
song?
Woke up this morning and I got myself a beer.
No, yeah, I like that one, but I also like the wasn't there a whiskey one?
Show me the way to the
That's
next.
That's a cool song, too.
That was the first song I ever sang karaoke in my
life.
At the Dixie, when it was a meat market.
And I even like some of their, Riders in the Sky. I used to like that one.
Riders on the Storm?
Yeah.
Ghost Riders in. Ghost Riders in the Sky.
Yeah.
Not the Outlaws, no.
Yeah. Outlaws are.
But yeah. Yeah, that was always a spooky, weird mm-hmm. tune to me.
And the end.
Because
and,
of that.
And with the Unknown Soldier.
Yeah, all those weird, like, yeah. minor-chorded, blurred shit. My yeah. parents used to listen to it when I was a kid, and we'd cruise around smoking weed, and they're listening.
The doomier doors, you know, not the circus-y doors.
There's a killer on the road. I'm like, what is he talking about?
So is that a specific era that we're, like, dogging on compared to an era that when they were cool? Is that what's going on?
L.A. Woman had Riders on the Storm. I think they just mix it up all the time. Mm-hmm. They had their circusy moments, and they had their dark,
yeah.
weird minor chords with very weird.
Well, L.A. Woman, I guess, lyrics. Is kind of doomy, right? I bet I do, but
dead, but I did. Not really.
Oh, no,
I don't think so. Singing, singing like about an hour in the morning. I don't know what that even means. Hey, I just.
What if you tuned that down to A and then like slowed it down though?
I don't know.
A boot, a bit, a bot, a bit, a bout, a bow.
Something like that. Speaking of alternate realities, have you got a chance to check out that fucking Neil Hamburger podcast yet?
I have not.
Dude, they're not. Short. They're 20 minutes. You got to try it. There's only five out, and he skipped one this week. Do a quick
ship
check.
Me a link on Facebook.
I will. It's called Happy New Year with Neil Hamburger.
Right on.
Broadcasting live from Times Square, Hollywood, and we have a very famous comedian, Mike. Just Mike. He never tells him who he is. And he's on the street down there. He's going to interview. And then he plays weird lounge versions, full songs of, like, old songs that you know. It's just
oh, really?
Fucking surreal, dude. I don't even know. And they're counting down, and then at the end of every episode... Okay, it's time for the countdown, but unfortunately that Ryan Seacrest, he has it all locked up. We can't say the numbers 10 through 1, so it's going to cut us off. We're going to start at 14, and you guys can just keep counting down at home. And they're like, 14, 13,
I wonder
12,
if that's true.
11, and it just cuts off to silence.
Yeah. If that was Gene Simmons, he would have, like... trademark that.
I don't know. It's just weird, dude. It was Seth and those guys were telling me about it, and they were like, you will never be the same once you listen to it, and it fucks up your whole reality of what's going on. And I was
is it
like,
as weird as the Paul F. Tomcast?
In a different way, yeah, I think it is.
Because you listen to that one regularly?
It's hard for me to get through it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What do you think
it's
about his...
Funny.
You what know, do you I think mean, about his, like, Andrew piano. Lloyd Webber and all that weird shit that he does?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you about the phone call.
Yeah.
I only listened to, like, the first seven or eight episodes, so I don't know if he's still continuing it.
Yeah.
He is?
I think he is. He's doing different people now, too. Oh, he does Gary Marshall. He's Gary Marshall.
Oh, he was Gary Marshall, yeah. I got that far. I got to Gary Marshall and John C. Reilly and John Lithgow and Ice-T. That was the beginning was Ice-T and Andrew Lloyd Webber. And then they brought in John C. Reilly, and he was addicted to Droshays.
What the fuck's that?
Those are those little silver candy balls to put on cake decorations.
Oh.
And he's addicted to those. He's like, I can't film any. I can't even go 2 minutes without having a handful of... these things in my mouth, and he's just like chewing on them.
I usually listen to the podcast that I listen to little bits of, but don't like listen to every episode. Mm-hmm. Like I listen to Big and Loud in the daytime because I want to listen to the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm going to bed and I listen to that Pod F Tomcast, and he's got that fucking piano music, and he's just saying all these weird, surreal things, and it's just him talking by himself. And then he'll say something weird about a rhinoceros or just something mm-hmm. off the wall. And then he'll say, oh, I like the way you crescendoed on that piano part as I said that. And I thought it was like a pre-recorded piano part, and maybe it is. It's another one of those things.
It sounds like he's in the background and he's just like, you know, with
I thought it was, he talks to him like he's another guy, like he's his pianist.
Yeah, it is. It's another guy that plays. And then, but I don't know if it's in-house. Or if he's just playing like it's in-house at the same time while it's going on in the background. I imagine he's got a producer that's working all the boards and stuff.
You'd think.
You know, but he is funny.
I like listening to that stuff, though, but I always fall asleep before I get too far because the music's so soothing and he's just talking about weird shit.
What about the Harland Highway?
I haven't got to listen to that yet. I want to check it out. I have not.
It's weird. I don't even know when he releases, but it's like 2 times a week, maybe.
Wow.
It's weird.
That's pretty cool. That's kinda weird, okay, well, though. Before I forget, I hope this is the right thing. What's in Holmes' CD player?
What?
What's in Holmes' CD player? What's in Holmes' CD player? We're going to find out today. What's in Holmes' CD player? What's in Holmes' CD player? What's in Holmes' CD player? We're going to find out right now. Thanks for being a local listener, Hans, and making it through our Thanksgiving week with no new shows. But hey, buddy, we're back. And this is kind of weird because it's not an actual CD, but sometimes he just lets me know what he was listening to, like in the car or at work. Today's submission for Hans' CD player is actually a radio station. And you know Hans. If you know Hans, you know he don't really listen to radio, but he was listening to AM 990 comedy radio.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so maybe
shout
we're...
Shout out to those guys.
Maybe we're rubbing off on him and he thinks comedy's funny now.
Mm.
And I had a catastrophe...
I would like to say if...
Catastrophic.
If,
go ahead.
If Hans calls in before the end of our recording of the end of the day, if he wants to call in live, we'll accept his call.
Today?
Yeah.
I doubt if he... I doubt if he will.
I know he wants to call us. That's why I'm throwing back to that.
Are we still working on getting a line?
Yeah, I'm working on getting something. I need to get a couple lines.
I had a catastrophic thing happen.
Uh-oh.
I was cleaning up my house and dusting off some stuff. Dusting.
I know, yeah.
I was dusting off some stuff. And moving my stereo and some different stuff. And I have to run my turntable through my old receiver because my new receiver isn't set up for phono because it was made in the 90s or something when they didn't have records.
Well, you don't have a USB turntable?
No, I got an old school one that just has the RCA.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to plug it into the phono one on my old school one. If you try plugging it into auxiliary or cassette deck, it doesn't work. It doesn't come through right. I don't know. There's a special something in there. And I plug it into my new, not new, but my newer Pioneer because my old one's from the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, where I plug it into my old one, like I unplugged it to move some stuff and it just like I could hear it bust inside. And then
no.
When I turn on, it's just like.
Like so the motor or something?
No, the connections where the RCA plugs in the back. So I would have to take it apart and like try to solder it back together. But this receiver is like 30 some years old and I could get a cheap one at Goodwill or the Cash House, one of those old school that has a phono plug in it. So for now, I can't listen to records, but I was listening to one that day when it happened. Pile Driver. I don't know if we remember those guys. It's got this awesome dude on the front that's all in this like S&M outfit, kind of like a Undertaker, or it's got a leather mask, and he's got a flying V with like handles on the end, and he's like a jackhammer, and he's
he's jackhammer. Kind of sounds familiar. Album cover now.
Yeah, they had the song called "The Metal Inquisition." That's actually the name of the album.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to listen to about half of that before I fucked up my receiver, and now I got to find some way to listen to records. Thinking about getting one of those with USB, but then I'd have to play it through my computer, right?
Unless you got a USB in your on my receiver.
No, I got a USB on my TV.
You would have to have a sound card so that you'd run from your computer to your receiver. Do you have that capability?
I have no idea. I don't know. But when I do, I'm going to listen to some more Pile Driver guys.
Right on. Hey, you know what I got in my junk drawer?
No. Want me to guess?
A receiver.
Hey, you want to sell it?
It's yours, buddy.
It's got rat shit all over it, doesn't it?
Yeah, inside it. And a peanut butter sandwich.
Hey, did we talk about... We did. We talked about Halloween. We had a Halloween episode.
Yeah.
I heard it was a couple weeks after Halloween that the story hit. But before we forget, and this was one of our closest episodes to Halloween, kind of, because we took some time off, but... Do you heard about that dude that was giving out candy and he accidentally gave these three kids cocaine instead?
Accidentally?
Yeah. His story was that he had some coke in one pocket, some packets of coke, and then he had some packets of candy in the other pocket.
Uh-huh.
So the kids came to the door, trick-or-treat, and he just pulls in his pocket. Here you go.
Yeah, that happened.
No, it did.
Well, I mean, it happened, but I'm questioning whether or not he mistakenly gave them coke.
Oh, he did, because then, like, once he realized that he did it and he went to go get some coke out of his pocket and just had candy.
Well, I guess, yeah.
He went out on the streets looking for the kids. He was looking for a ninja and a princess and a turtle. This is serious. This is serious.
I mean, I'm not doubting you.
So he's 23. He accidentally dropped the bags of cocaine into the candy sacks of three children ages 8, 6, and 5. But get this. Their dad was an off-duty police officer.
Oh, wow.
Dun, 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 dun. And his name was Simon Fowle, which is funny because they're from England. Mm-hmm. And the police constable, Simon Fowle, not to be confused with Simon Cowell,
mm-hmm.
he recognized the strange packages after the kids came home and dumped out their haul to check out all the candy.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude was arrested on possessing a Class A drug. He pled guilty and was only sentenced to 12 months of probation and 130 hours of community service.
But did they give his coke back?
No. Oh. And the kids didn't get to do it either.
Damn it.
But he was actually out on the streets, like, trying to find these kids before they got home. And that's in England. I can't believe.
Is he copping to it?
Yes. He admitted to accidentally handing out bags of cocaine to trick-or-treaters.
That is nuts.
Who turned out to be the children of a police
officer.
You
got to be careful with your drugs.
Yeah, you don't keep candy in one pocket and coke in the other.
What are you doing?
Nose candy.
Well,
do you think the packages were that much similar to where... Do you think that he had his candy in, like, little Ziploc crack bags or...
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking of, like, you're just tying them together and it's got the little loop for the finger, you know, and... But, yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't think so.
It's crazy. And just for the odds of it to be an off-duty police officer's kids, and then they get home and work with
it. Well, that's why I was wondering if he copped to it, because it's like, I mean, that cop,
how would he know?
Maybe he's like, I'm going to set that guy up. I'm going to send my kids there. I'm going to throw some coke in their bag and set the guy up.
Well, yeah, but how would he even know? What they had to have went to like 30 or 40 houses. Kids usually go to 30, 40 houses, you know.
Yeah. That's true.
How would he pinpoint?
Well, the guy was probably looking for him, I guess. I don't know.
Hey, you got my coke.
Yeah, probably recognize.
Hey, are you the dude with the princess and the Ninja Turtle?
That's like me with those fisherman's friends, though, passing out fisherman's friends.
I still haven't got to try those, and I'm almost over my sickness now.
Are you down with the sickness?
I'm not down with it. Ow! But speaking of Halloween, it reminds me of the band Ween, real quick, and they got some new movie coming out with Paul Rudd called 40 or Almost 40 or something.
Uh-huh.
It's supposed to be it's a Judd Apatow movie. But
Almost 40 and a virgin still?
Probably. It's supposed to be somewhat of a sequel to Knocked Up.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I
but he's
saw
wearing
something about that.
He's wearing a
like
Ween shirt.
20 years later or something.
He's wearing a Ween shirt in the promo shot. And it's that chick that's the wife of everybody in every comedy. I can't remember her name. I don't know who she is. But anyway. Are we hour up?
55.
Okay, we can keep going. We'll be putting the plugs on here at the end too.
Yeah, we can wrap it up.
What else did you do?
What else did I do? I did some turkey.
Away.
I did some
you
a little
did
bit
a turkey.
Of turkey. I did a little bit of a. Stuffing. I heard that they had somebody made some stuffing. But do you ever experiment stuffing, or do you just have standard stovetop stuffing?
We just use the bot. Like
you ever had oyster.
Chicken chips stuffing?
You ever had oyster stuffing?
No, I don't really care for oysters, I don't think.
All right, what about... I don't either, but
well,
I've heard of people making them.
They have a few different varieties of stovetop now, like pork and chicken,
mm-hmm.
whatever, but...
What about cornbread stuffing?
That sounds good.
That's what we had
brought
this
home
year. It was a little dry for me, though.
We brought home some bitchin' cornbread from Bomax, because they've always had the best.
Oh, yeah.
So we brought home like a whole
some
box.
Some honey cornbread.
Mm-hmm.
And they got, what else?
The honey butter.
I didn't care for the cornbread. It was a little dry for my taste, but...
Taste buds.
And I don't really like celery in there.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't dig the crunch factor in the stuffing.
It makes me think there's onions in it, and I don't like
onions.
Yeah,
or bugs.
And I found out today from a post from Melissa Hens that bacteria is drawn to onions, and that you should never keep like sliced onions, even in a sealed baggie, for more than a day or two, because they get... clogging up a bacteria.
Yeah.
That must be why I don't like them. That's why they smell like...
I don't mind them if they're cooked down.
Hey, switching the subject, did you watch Walking Dead this Sunday?
Yeah.
It was an okay episode, I thought.
Mm-hmm. They're getting ready for the mid-season finale.
I hated it just to hear them say that. Did they do that last year?
Know. No.
But they
but
did it with
done that
Breaking
in shows
Bad
before.
And Nip Tuck and all those Sopranos. They split it up to
Entourage
make it
did it early on.
fucking hate
the
that
Sopranos
shit.
I think did it early on too, right? Like in the later part of their years, I think they were one of the first to really do that.
And so then I'm watching this.
They get away, what it is to get away with like paying something.
Oh, and plus they don't want them to work that long for that. What they said about Breaking Bad, we're taking 4 months off from filming so we can get our thoughts together or just take a break from their grueling schedules. But you probably saw my post the other night. I came across this old movie from 98 called Clay Pigeons with Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, did you like my picture?
Yeah, Walking Stick.
Yeah, Walking Stick.
But then I saw a bunch of other like Walking Penguins and...
March of the Walking Penguin.
Walking
Monkeys. Or Walking of the Penguin.
There was a Walking Monkey.
Yeah, that one was a little hard to see because the face is the funniest part of the monkey.
So I'm watching this movie, which, by the way, you should check it out. It's actually a good watch.
I've always wanted to, but just never did. Same with What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Dude, the plot twists are incredible, and just the things that happen like right out of the gate. No spoilers, because it's just the beginning of the movie, but they're out shooting guns at bottles.
On a movie called Clay Pigeons.
Yeah, and they're shooting bottles, and then like Joaquin shoots his, and his buddy goes, "That's a nice gun. I'm going to have to give me one of those. Can I shoot it?" And he's like, "Yeah." Mm-hmm. He's like, "Here, take that bottle out there." And then his friend gets out there, and he's like, pointing the gun. He's like, "Don't point the gun at me." He's like, "I know you've been cheating on my wife with, you know, they're best friends." And he's like, "I'm going to shoot you." He's like, "You're not going to shoot me." He goes, "You can't even fucking shoot a deer." He's like, "Well, you're right." He goes, "But you're going to take my gun and you're going to shoot me." Because he's trying to set him up or something.
Yeah.
And then he, like, shoots himself in the leg and then shoots himself in the head. Kills himself. And with the other dude's gun. Wow. And then the twists just come and come and come. And it's a pretty good movie. And then all of a sudden, the fucking police officer is Herschel from Walking Dead. Dead. But it was 15 years ago, and he still looked old, but I recognized him because he looked kind of like he did before he grew his beard out.
Wait a minute. That's not unfair. Not all old white people look
the same. He was clean cut like he was when he first came on Walking Dead. Now he's like a hippie with one leg, like me, a one-legged hippie with a ponytail and a big beard.
Yep.
But anyway, yeah, that was. I thought of Walking Dead was pretty good.
Oh, it's going to be a big episode. You can expect Merle and Haggard to meet up.
Oh, man, that's going to come down.
They're
going to
meet up. That's his brother's name, right, Haggard?
Merle and Daryl Haggard.
Oh.
Daryl Haggard.
Yeah. Have you been... caught up on Sons of Anarchy. I bought all the $2 episodes on Amazon.
Yeah, I heard you bought season 5 and it's not even out yet.
Yeah. Well, I bought... on Amazon, you can buy them for $2 an episode.
Oh, because one of your friends was being a smartass.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. You're like, I just treated myself to season 5, and you're like, there's still 2 episodes left of season 5.
Yeah, and... Dude, you know what happens in this episode, right? The big thing.
Oh, where the dude get killed? No, it's Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah.
No, I haven't been watching it.
Don't watch that?
I watched it to about the
half
of the second season. I couldn't...
Oh, I thought you had the spoiler alert of when Opie died or
no,
whatever.
Well, I heard about that when it happened. Because it was right around the time that guy really died in real life.
Yeah.
That played half...
Dude,
but
I knew the spoiler that he was going to die, right?
But it was still intense, wasn't it?
Dude, it was fucking brutal.
I didn't know. I've never seen it.
Dude, well, because, I mean, he's a character that's gone through a lot, you know, and it's a very character-driven show. So going through all the seasons, and especially when I pretty much just went through 2 seasons, like, back-to-back.
Right.
You know, you're invested in this character and just how brutal I just... It was.
Yeah, and you're not expecting, even though if you've heard the spoiler, he's just not one of the characters that you're thinking is going to be picked off, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Even when it happened, I was like, oh, this isn't it.
Rewind. Yeah. That didn't happen. Fuck that.
You're talking about Clay Pigeons and Joaquin Phoenix, and I remember he
Walking
was...
Walking Dead.
He was awesome in U-Turn.
Oh, yeah. With Billy Bob Thornton?
Yeah, TNT.
Yeah.
I got me TNT.
Like Nick Nolte and
that movie was
Jennifer Lopez. That's an awesome movie.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. I love that movie. I would never get tired of watching that movie. It's probably one of my favorites. I could
Sean
throw
Penn, and he's like, $200? And Billy Bob Thornton's all, $200. He's like, look where you are. Fucking $200. He's like, fuck. Yeah, it's a pretty good movie. And then the end, too. If no one's ever seen it, we won't spoil it. But fuck, the end is awesome.
Yeah.
But fuck the end, I said. So you didn't really go out and do any Black Friday shopping?
No, I bought a few things on Amazon.
Did you see any videos on YouTube or Facebook of people fighting for cell phones?
No, but I saw it over the Samsung deal.
I don't know what it was, but they were like, and I don't know what Walmart it was, but it was like a minute and a half of these people, fat people, old people, and they were literally, like, if you put Slayer on.
Throwing elbows.
It was a fucking mosh pit without the camaraderie or the help of brother up when they fall down. Mm-hmm. It was just like every man and fat woman for themselves.
It's so more brutal than a Slayer pit is what you're saying.
Definitely. And they're just grabbing phones and then running and getting out. And there's just like at least 100 people. And they're just all like, it looked like a mosh pit. So now I've decided to have fun on Black Friday next year. We're going to get a boom box. That's a pretty loud boom box with batteries mm-hmm. in it. And we're going to put some Slayer in there. And then like right when they open the gates and people start doing their thing, we're just going to bring some punkers along with some punk clothing and some metal heads. And we're just going to start a pit right in the store. And then we're going to film it. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be Raining Blood or whatever playing. And all these people will be going for phones or whatever they're going for. But it's going to look like. And then we'll just have like people stage dive on top of the crowd of people who are
scrambling.
That'd be
cool. Because yeah, nobody would be able to control them.
And they won't know if I'm stage diving for a fucking Samsung. No. I'm doing a fucking windmill.
Yeah.
So that's our plan. If anyone wants to join us, we'll probably do it at the Albany. I don't know how wild it got at Albany or Lebanon.
Nah, I'd do it in like
Portland. LA.
I don't know where the big shopping metropolis would be, I guess. Well, Portland, yeah. But I don't know. I think they would all probably be, probably Portland, because there's people camping out at like Best Buy for like 3 days worth there.
It'd be even funnier, I guess, to bring black metal kids in there and do Black Friday metal mosh,
Black Metal Friday
mosh pit at Walmart.
I didn't, I bought a headphone amp because I saw it at a killer deal. Bought a couple like 99-cent DVDs, which was funny because I saw one because Walmart had the dollar movies or whatever, and Amazon usually will have them, not the whole weekend or whatever, but for a little while. And so it came on, and so I'd throw all the cheap DVDs in my cart, and then I'd go back and I'd filter through, and I'd be like, I don't want to put that one for that price. And then I go back, and it's like the 96-cent Jonah Hex movie or whatever had been on sale for 96 cents for like 2 hours, and it still hadn't been sold out of it.
So did you get it?
Oh, yeah.
It's got an awesome soundtrack.
Does it?
Mastodon.
I haven't watched it before.
They do an exclusive soundtrack of instrumental tracks.
I bought that and Despicable Me. Have you seen that?
I have, with Steve Carell. Mm-hmm. It's an animated rope.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny, actually. Yeah. It's pretty good for a kid's show. I mean, it's kind of a kid's show.
I got it. I figured I'll find somebody to be able to give it to for Christmas.
Heck yes. It's got, I think, I don't remember who else is in it, but
I heard it was really good. And, I mean, I don't really watch those because I don't really have anybody to watch those with to where that's my movie choice or whatever. But,
yeah,
I like Toy Story. I watch that.
I like toys.
Yeah.
Stories.
Toy. What about The Toy with Richard Pryor?
I don't know. Is that a
80s movie?
Oh,
Jackie Gleason.
It's kind of giving me a flashback right now as I think about it.
Jackie Gleason was Toy store owner.
Tolstoy?
And his boy wanted...
Tolstoy!
His boy, for Christmas, I think he wanted a slave. So he hired Richard Pryor.
Whoa.
He was like, he hired him for 30 days to be the kid's friend. Because the kid didn't have any friends, so he hired Richard Pryor to be his friend. And the kid was real bratty. And then by the end, all feel good.
It's kind of like the opposite of Brewster's Millions, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm going to hire you to be a slave?
Well, I was just thinking back socially now of how that sounds.
Yeah.
But I remember watching that. And.
But do you think he said
I would probably think that's a better movie now than
Do you
Christmas
think he said
Story.
The N-word in that movie, though?
No, it was a PG movie.
Oh. Even Richard Pryor can't get away with
it? I'm not thinking, there's Toys with Robin Williams. That one I've never watched.
I remember
watched.
That.
I never watched
it. I did.
One. Was it good?
I don't think so. Hmm. But I remember watching it.
It was funny the other day I watched, I started watching a movie, and it said on Netflix that I had watched it, but I don't remember it. Huh. And the thing is that I actually went and rated it 4 stars and still, was flipping through, every 20 minutes. I don't even remember it.
Trippy.
It was that new...
Selective Memory.
That new Bobcat Goldthwait movie.
Oh. Can't remember the name of it, but I think I watched a little bit of it, too. But I don't remember it either. Maybe that's the deal with it. You just watch it and you can't remember.
It's a mind erase movie.
Yeah. You're like, I watched that, but I can't remember what it's about.
I always have those, though, because I'm always stoned.
But I watched the whole thing.
Dude, I rated it 4 stars, though, which is pretty good for me.
Yeah, so you must have thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, before we go and get to the plugs after we do the sign-off, I want to do one plug that won't be pertinent for the rest of the thing. It's tonight. You guys should go down to the Oak Street Speakeasy. It's Wednesday, and it's the 2-year anniversary of the showcase down there with Seth Milstein. He's got Carmichael McGee hosting for him so he can do a set. And Derek Sheen is coming down from Portland, who has a new CD out, fairly new. It's called Holy Drivel, but it looks like the cover of Holy Diver. It's awesome. Nice. It looks like it's
Holy Drivel.
Yeah. And so he's pretty funny. Derek Sheen. Let's see who else is going to be there. I think.
Related to Charlie Sheen?
I don't think so. Okay. But he's from Seattle, though. Seth Milstein. Mac Chase will be doing a set, that funny little dude. And one other person is escaping me, Xander DeVoe. So go down there, a $5 suggested donation for the traveling comics. It's a 2-year thing, dude. It's been going on for 2 years. So you guys go out and support Seth and the Eugene comedy scene at the Oak Street Speakeasy tonight.
How long you been chasing Xavier? He said he's escaping you.
Oh, Xander?
Yeah.
I've been chasing Xander forever. Xander DeVoe. So anyway,
yeah.
You threw me off guard with that.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I got a plug for a shout out to my friend who told me today that he once got kicked out of a strip club because he, as he said, the stripper kept putting her pussy in his face, so he put his fingers in there.
You can't do that.
I know. And I said, what's she doing? He said, she squealed. And then the guard came over and said, so are you guys going to leave peacefully? Or are you guys leaving quietly? Or
so if you get one thing out of this podcast, kids, don't stick your fingers in the strippers' pussies because that's frowned upon by the management.
Yeah. He said it wasn't so bad, though, because he wasn't that drunk by that time yet.
Oh, shit.
What?
Great story to end on. Sorry I started the music so soon. But, hey, thanks for listening, you guys. Have a happy hump day. Get out there and do some hump-a-lumping. And we'll be back on Friday for more shenanigans with our guest, Jerry Murphy.
Season 3. Rock on.
Sizzle and metal.
The TagCast podcast can be heard on iTunes,
Stitcher,
TuneIn Radio,
and our website,
TagCastPodcast.com.
You can also hear us rebroadcast on internet radio station Rock Out Radio on Friday evenings.
And CNEU Radio on Monday afternoons.
Find us on Facebook and review us on iTunes.
Help support our show. Donate directly on our website.
Or click on our Amazon affiliate link before you shop there.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Hey, Taggets, what's going on? You want to do something fun? Of course you do. Aren't you tired of hearing me say this every time? Just listen to me and do what I say. If you were lucky enough to get tickets for the Trailer Park Boys, that's Thursday, November 29th. It's been sold out for a long time, but Leahy and Randy will be there too. So maybe you could try to get some scalped tickets for the Trailer Park Boys Thursday, November 29th in Portland at the Performing Arts Center. And also Thursday, if you didn't get your tickets for that, you should go to Sub-Zero in Corvallis. Dave Wilson and the Willamette Valley local music scene is putting on a show with Kingdom Under Fire and American Roulette, both bands from Portland, pretty strong metal bands. And Bikini will be opening the show. I think that's 18 and over. It's $5 if you're between 18 and 21, and it's $2 if you're over 21 because they're expecting you to drink it up. So do that on Thursday. And then Friday, it's Blake's birthday bash with 30-pound test, We Have Guns, and Awake. It's at the Tiger Bar in Portland, 21 and over, $6 at the door, and it starts at 9 p.m. That's going to be a rager. Saturday, December 1st, at the Dixie Creek Saloon, we got Hive Tyrant, Dirt Clawed Fight, and Sons of Dirt. And Sean Shock made a kick-ass poster for that one, so check that out on Facebook. That's a 9 p.m. show as well. It's free, and you got to be 21 to get into the Dixie. Also at the Dixie the next Saturday, December 8th, it's Ninth Moon Black, Wichisaurus Hex, Griefhammer, and Die Like Gentlemen. 2 weekends of doom metal at the Dixie. Woohoo! Another 9 o'clock show, 21 and over, and it's free to get in. Oak Street Speakeasy is hosting an incredible show on Friday, December 14th with Corrosion of Conformity, Yob, and Saviors. It's 21 and over. I don't have any details yet. I've been seeking them out, but they are eluding me. I don't know about tickets or anything like that, so we'll keep you posted. And if you're not interested in that, then come on over to Corvallis that night. It's Friday, December 14th as well at the Whiteside Theater. 30-pound Test will be opening for Floater. That's an all-ages show. Tickets are $20. I think 21 something with the service charge. The next night, Saturday, December 14th, it's the Green Room's Bleepin' Funny Comedy Show. It's a PG-13 style clean comedy show with Leanne Jashaway. I will be there doing my first all clean set with Seth Milstein, and hopefully I'll be able to talk better than I can right now. There's going to be other clean comics there as well. Details are coming soon as far as time and cost and all that. But it's a Saturday night at the Green Room in Eugene. And if you can't make it to that, come down to the Dixie Creek Saloon, because we've got Sick Man, the Alice in Chains tribute band, is playing down there at the Dixie with Strange Dichotomy. And their special opening act is Floyd McCulloch. I hope I'm saying that right. Oh, JR is playing his first acoustic set ever, so come down to the Dixie and check that out. And then December 26th, Oak Street Speakeasy Comedy Showcase with Seth Milstein. He's going to give me a set there, and we'll have more details on that. But that's plenty of stuff for you guys to go check out and do. You got something for me?
December 22nd, the Gatch Game at the Dixie.
Holy shit, why isn't that on my
come
list?
Come be a contestant. That's on... Right. We'll need some people to come out and be a contestant, win some prizes.
You could,
panelists yourself, yeah. And Dana. And
Murphy.
Jerry.
Dave.
Dave, Westy, and Lance.
Still. And you can answer questions like, you might be surprised, but Bernice puts her blank on before she gets in the shower. I don't think it was Bernice.
What? No, it was Judith, I think.
Judith, yeah.
Yeah.
And the definitive answer, I think,
I could only remember the name.
Strap on. But now the plug section has turned into a podcast. So thanks for listening, and go see some shows, you mother effers. Peace out.
TagCastPodcast.com.